So in the Launch Lab, we're looking for your unique methodology, your proprietary framework or system that becomes the cornerstone of how you deliver value to clients. And if you're selling B2B, your clients will expect to see your methodology and learn how it will support them achieving their goals before they're even going to hire you. You can't sell an amorphous solution on a promise that'll deliver results. You need to show clients what goes on behind the curtain to build trust in your ability to deliver.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend, and our theme for 2024, which is innovation. You need to innovate or risk becoming irrelevant in today's market. And today we're going to talk about how you can innovate in 10 different areas of your business to elevate your market position. So welcome back, my friends. This is Deb Boulanger. It's Life After Corporate, your go-to podcast for women entrepreneurs who dare to dream big and who are ready to leave a legacy with their work. I am Deb Boulanger. As I said, I'm your guide on this journey of transitioning from corporate leader to moving beyond past limitations to launching a rapidly growing and emotionally satisfying business that makes an impact. So today we're going to talk about innovation in entrepreneurship. I'll be diving deep into the heart of innovation, our theme for 2024. And who remembers our theme for last year? Slow marketing. Well, we turned out to be right, my friends. In practical terms, slow marketing is about relationship building with your community. And when people entrust you with their attention, whether it's a podcast, a webinar, accepting a connection request from you online, they are entrusting you with their attention, and it's a precious asset and one people don't share easily anymore because of all the link slapping and spammy marketing that is prevailing online. I don't know about you, but I am barraged on a daily basis with emails I didn't opt in for and lengthy messages about why I should pay attention to someone's visibility platform or why I should pay to play on someone's visibility platform. I particularly hate those offers as they play on your desire to be visible and wanting more media and more notoriety in your market and to be seen in a bigger context. But the truth is, everyone knows that you paid for exposure and it lasts a nanosecond of time online and it's rarely worth the investment. It's not a lead generating activity and it's an awareness activity and it's not one that's easily monetized. So I'd much rather have you invest in hiring someone to help you with your visibility strategy online than to have you pay to be featured in some magazine or conference that's not necessarily dialed in to your ideal client audience. So you will accomplish so much more by developing that reputation as a category thought leader in a highly curated community of ideal buyers. And that's why I so freely give away my masterclasses on business growth, because it aligns with my mission to close the success gap with women entrepreneurs. And two, it's highly effective in developing relationships with people in my circle, which usually leads to us working together in one of our programs. And that was episode 122, by the way, if you want to go back and take a listen. Through our slow marketing strategy last year, we added more than 3,000 followers on LinkedIn. We launched two new programs. We hosted 6 5-day masterclasses, and we welcomed more than 80 new clients into our programs last year. This year, we're turning our lens to innovation. We're still practicing slow marketing. Nothing is changing in the back end of our business. That is still a business process that will continue, but it's harder. The marketplace is more crowded. There are more competitors vying for the same eyeballs and same messaging strategies that you are. So this year, we're turning our lens to innovation, a critical strategy for you to continue to get attention in this increasingly crowded market. But what does innovation mean for you as a service-based entrepreneur? It's not just about a groundbreaking invention or the latest new widget. We're service providers. So it's about thinking differently and strategically in 10 distinct areas of your business. And the 10 areas of innovation were inspired by insights from an article in Visual Capitalist about the 10 types of innovation based on the work of Doblin, which is an arm of Deloitte Consulting. And we've used this innovation wheel in some presentations and workshops with women entrepreneurs over the years. And it was a really great framework to use for a discussion about all the areas of your business that you could be focusing on innovating today. So innovation can take many forms. You can innovate your business model. You can innovate your network, how you structure your operations, and so much more. So as we walk through these 10 areas of innovation, think about how they relate to your experience thus far in your journey from corporate life to becoming the CEO of your own business. And number one is your profit model. It's how you make money. It's not just about the services you provide, but the value you deliver. And then the Launch Lab, we focus on packaging and pricing your services based on the value your clients receive. Your business model needs to align with your values and with how your clients want to consume your advice and counsel. So we offer three group programs, the Launch Lab, the Reliable Revenue Mastermind, and the Impact Builders Program. But we also offer services in different ways for clients who want to consume it differently. So we have a VIP day, which is a done-in-a-day marketing plan. We have 3 months of private coaching limited to 4 clients at a time for people who want more accelerated, more hands-on growth experience customized to where they are in their journey. So our profit model is largely built on a one-to-many model, but we also offer different ways for people to access our services based on how they want to consume advice and counsel. Number two is innovating your network. Your connections are invaluable. So building a network isn't just about who you know. It's about creating a community that supports and uplifts you, much like the community we build in our mentorship programs. So you can have your personal network, which is the network you go to for support and for encouragement, for advice, for camaraderie. Those are your peers. And you also have your professional networks. And I'm sure you've heard the phrase, your network is your net worth. And belonging to the right networks can also create a steady stream of qualified leads who are excited to work with you. Every business owner needs multiple networks, referral networks, peer networks, and lead gen networks. So where can you innovate? Where are you feeling a lack of support or a lack of activity in any of your networks today? Do you have a referral network? Is that something that's a gap in your business? Maybe you can innovate by creating a team of referral partners who can refer to you, who are adjacent to you in your category, and you can all raise the level of your success by referring to one another. Number three is in the structure of your business and the structure of your business assets. How are you utilizing the time and the talent of people on your team? How are you automating those back office tasks? And what does your tech stack look like? So the structure of your business is key because you'll rapidly find that you're the bottleneck of your business if you don't have the right people, the right processes, and the right technology in place in order to create the foundation for rapid growth. So how you organize your business impacts your success. And we want to prioritize your focus on your business assets and your calendar and your time to meet your business objectives so that you have efficiency and balance in what you're doing. So does how you're spending your time and how you're prioritizing your time match your intentions for this year? Look at your calendar and look at the top 3 goals you have for this year. Are they aligned? Then there's your business processes, the unique methods that you develop for doing the work that you do that set you apart in your market. So in the Launch Lab, we're looking for your unique methodology, your proprietary framework or system that becomes the cornerstone of how you deliver value to clients And if you're selling B2B, your clients will expect to see your methodology and learn how it will support them achieving their goals before they're even going to hire you. You can't sell an amorphous solution on a promise that'll deliver results. You need to show clients what goes on behind the curtain to build trust in your ability to deliver. And number five is innovating your product performance. Sometimes you can fall in love with your own products to your own detriment. We launch service offerings to fulfill a market need. And because market needs are always shifting, product innovation is one area that everyone must pay attention to. If you're not always on the lookout for new opportunities, you will leave money on the table, especially when it comes to existing products. Once your clients experience a level of success with you, they naturally want more. And this is an opportunity to help existing clients go further, faster, by launching a follow-on offer. You may also have a market opportunity that you're missing out on and have the opportunity to launch a new offer to the same market to capture a new market segment. For instance, when I started my coaching business, I only had the Launch Lab and private coaching and consulting. When clients graduated from the Launch Lab, they looked at me and said, "Okay, Deb, what's next?" Because that first group were already at six figures. Many in the group had already hit six figures. We started the six-figure accelerator, which was the next level offer to the Launch Lab. And that program helped our members double and sometimes even triple their sales. And soon, they were no longer beginners. They were established entrepreneurs who were adding to their team. They're updating their standard operating procedures. They're scaling past seven figures. That result was that now I had to split my focus between those just getting started and those who are looking to scale. And that became a big jump because the people in the accelerator kept renewing and they kept being more successful. And so the chasm between those just getting started and those that were already successful was getting wider. So that split the content that I needed to create. It split my marketing message, because I was targeting two separate buying segments within my own market. And I know I can't be all things to all people. So I decided to retire the accelerator. It was so counterintuitive. It was our highest ticket offer. It was where clients were generating the most success. And instead, I launched a mid-tier offer called the Reliable Revenue Mastermind. The promise of the Reliable Revenue Mastermind is to get people to a reliable six figures year after year after year. So it's a natural next step for people in the Launch Lab to join the Reliable Revenue Mastermind, where they get good at sales, conversions, where they develop lead funnels, where they get great at marketing and networking and speaking and closing new connections. And they also develop their technology stack, their foundation, their business systems and processes that are going to support their growth. And they start to master their inner game, which is the mindset for success to truly step into that CEO role. And we turn the six-figure accelerator into Impact Builders. Impact Builders is our alumni program. It's a mastermind for established women business leaders who want to stay connected, who have built close relationships already. And it's focused on learning new skills from guest experts, masterminding together as a group of accomplished leaders, and joining together on an annual retreat. Plus, there's quarterly one-on-one planning sessions with me. I took all the things that people loved on out of the accelerator, and I created a new program at a lower fee because it wasn't really, I'm not responsible. The promise is no longer, I'll help you continue to grow your business past seven figures. That was splitting my message, splitting my content, and splitting my market. So to innovate your product suite, you need to be detached from the level of effort that you put in to create them when you launch them in the first place and ask yourself if they've reached their obsolescence, either in the market or in your program portfolio. So take an objective look at what's working given your stage of business growth and your current market conditions. Ask yourself, what do I need to retire? What do I need to launch? And where can I innovate in my offers? How will you pull together your goals this year and make sure that your revenue goal for 2024 is what you're actually celebrating in December of this year? My friends, I want to invite you to our next 5-day masterclass called Crack the Code to Reliable Revenues. It's where I'll be sharing with you our reliable revenue framework that we teach in our courses and in our group programs and masterminds with clients. I want to go over your services value ladder, seeing what's in your product portfolio, understanding how you price and make offers to your clients, and where you are getting reliable referrals. We'll also work on your CEO mindset and how you are prioritizing your attention to align with the goals that you want to achieve this year. Crack the Code to Reliable Revenues is January 22nd through 26th. And when you do join, make sure you let me know in chat that you found out about this program through the Life After Corporate podcast. I love to welcome our listeners into our live Zoom room and see your beautiful face. The link to register is in the show notes. Go and grab that now. Learn about what you'll discover in those 5 days together. Only 1 hour a day, by the way. And replays are available. So if you can't join us all 5 days, sign up anyway. You'll get to watch the replays, you'll get the workbook, you'll get to take notes, and you'll get access to the bonuses and prizes that we offer during these sessions. I want you to be successful, my friend. A revenue number is just a number until you put an action plan behind it. And in Crack the Code to Reliable Revenues, you'll walk away with a reliable revenue plan in just 5 hours over 5 days. I hope to see you there. Number 6 is your product value stack. How do your services complement each other? I already mentioned that I've got a beautiful product portfolio now that takes clients from just getting started in their business through a growth phase to a phase where they're actually focused on scaling their offers. So how do your services complement each other? We look at creating cohesive offerings that address your clients' needs comprehensively at each stage of growth. Until we got to a point where our clients' growth started to move beyond our current desired focus, and that's when we launched the Impact Builders as an alumni mastermind, right? So look at your product portfolio. We found that community was the connector. Those clients that had the opportunity to get together in real life and spend time together face-to-face on our retreats or our in-person days really were the ones that renewed and stayed sticky. There's a stickiness that comes with in-person meetings that provides a lot of client value. So look at where your clients are receiving the most value. How can you amplify that value? How can you innovate? Ask them. Ask them what's missing in your product portfolio. They will gladly tell you. And that's a perfect opportunity to focus your innovation. Next, number 7, is all about service innovation. How can you innovate the client experience in your offers? It's about creating a customer experience that goes beyond the transaction. This year, we noticed that some clients in the launch lab were getting stuck. They were getting stuck midway, and they were wasting valuable time in their launch process. Because it's inevitable that in the early days, you're going to fall into some mindset traps. Perfectionism, procrastination, feeling like an imposter, all the mindsets that will derail you from your ultimate goal. So we now have a client success coach in place who meets with clients midway through their experience to help keep them on track and finishing what they started. I also do an integration session with every client who completes the launch lab to be sure they have a clear roadmap for growth and a prioritized plan to get there. Now, this is something that's missing in the marketplace. This is how we have reinvented and innovated in our services, because I believe that hands-on mentoring is what's missing in most online programs today that are focused on entrepreneurship. So in order to have client success, in order to have those clients reach your promised goals, your outcomes for your program, you need to monitor where clients get stuck and adjust your content or your customer support and ease of use so that they accomplish everything that they expect. We all want our clients to achieve the highest result and leave glowing testimonials about their experience at the end of the engagement. And innovating your customer experience is an important step in getting there. Number 8 is innovating your marketing channel and how you engage prospects in a conversation about issues they care about. I'm sure you've experienced all that bad behavior, people dropping into your DMs on social media with something that's irrelevant, and they didn't even come with a hello or we don't know each other, but I was looking at your profile. Nothing like that. It's just a link. And most times a lot of copy that's dropped into a personal message feed. It's just bad practice. You can only move up from there, my friend. I encourage you to think about innovative ways to connect with your audience online, from long-form content, which still pulls people into the conversation, to audio or video events, intimate discussion groups, and approaching someone with a direct message that shows manners and respect. Start with a mutual connection and engage them in an authentic conversation. It's rare at the start or growth phase that you would even need to resort to smarmy tactics. You are already sitting on a gold mine of referral opportunities right in your backyard. Maybe you need to innovate your marketing by creating a proactive referral campaign with others who share your ideal client audience. Use your imagination. Try new tactics. Try them more than once. Dare to be different and disrupt the common narrative of your market. Our motto this year is like, innovate or die. Explore various platforms and methods to reach your ideal clients most effectively. But don't go on all 5 social media platforms and expect to make headway. Pick one or two that you really want to invest in and connect authentically with your audience through those channels. Number 9, innovate your brand. Your brand is your promise. It's how you represent your services and business. It needs to reflect your values and attract your ideal clients who share them. We are upgrading our brand image and company name this year. We're rebranding under Life After Corporate, more than just the podcast. Life After Corporate is in our entire company. It's our brand values. It's about creating a life you love after corporate, making an impact, and making the money that you deserve. And that means we'll have a brand new visual representation of the brand, a new website, new colors, new brand assets, new copy, all the things. And it's time. Our old brand is no longer serving us. The Great Do-Over was a brand I launched when I was a life reinvention coach 11 years ago. So now it's time to be more reflective of the position that we own in the marketplace, which is your go-to resource for your life after corporate and building a business that you love. And lastly, number 10 is customer engagement. This is all about understanding and meeting your clients' needs and creating lasting relationships. Customers are craving community. And we learned that last year, as I mentioned, with clients who joined us on retreat. The clients who joined us on retreat were the ones that renewed their programs for another year. That sense of connection and community and growing with others creates that sticky value proposition. And I found this with executives in corporate too. And this is an overlooked strategy that many consultants could innovate their marketing through, creating community with executives that have the challenges that you seek to solve. When I was running communities with executive leaders in corporate, those who joined our in-person meetings and events and created powerful connections renewed year after year after year. And the lifetime value of those clients was astronomical. So those are the top 10 ways you can innovate in your business this year: your profit model, your network, your structure and how your business operates, your processes, your product performance, your product value stack, the services that you offer and how clients move from one product to another, innovating your service model and delighting your clients, innovating your marketing channel and creating a disruptive message that stands above the crowd just by the fact that you're authentically engaging with connections in your community will have you stand out from all of those who are spamming the direct message feed. And evaluate your brand. Is it time for a brand refresh? Do you need a photo shoot? Do you need to look at your trademarks or your brand assets? And customer engagement. How are you engaging with your customers? How are you creating opportunities for them to engage with each other in community, which makes it stickier for them to stick with you? So now let's bring it all together. How can you apply these innovation techniques to your entrepreneurial venture? Remember, it's about finding your unique path, leveraging your strengths, and creating a service that resonates with your clients. Through the Launch Lab, we guide you in identifying unmet needs in the market, creating solutions with built-in demand, and setting up a business model that aligns with your personal and professional values. As we wrap up today's conversation, remember that innovation is what will make or break your year in 24. It's how you will stand out in the market with your message. It's about how clients will experience success once they decide to work with you. And it's about innovating your services value stack to keep clients growing as you grow. Innovation is about thinking creatively, acting strategically, and approaching the market holistically in your business. You have the power to create something extraordinary, my friend, something that not only brings you financial independence, but also a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Thank you for joining me today. Now get your journal and reflect on what innovation means for you and your business. Keep innovating, keep growing, and drop me a line. I'd love to hear what innovation means for you. That's it for now, my friend. We'll see you next time on Life After Corporate.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.